Hasta la vista, movies.
It's B-Movies, thanks to Mitze Bar, your source for all things NZIFF, thanks to the best place to go before or after.
Latia.
Good morning.
The New Zealand International Film Festival is just about upon us, mate. How exciting. We're going to get out in real life and see some films in the great cinemas across Tāmaki.
I know, I'm so excited. I think I have like one day where I'm in the movies from like 10 a.m. to midnight, but I'm very excited for it.
Ooh, is that four in a row?
I think so. It's like I might have like overshot it, but yes. I think I'm going to be able to get to everything in time.
Oh, wow. Have you ever done four films in one day?
Yeah.
You have? Okay, you're experienced.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is not my first rodeo, yeah.
Okay, just quickly, do you have a survival tip for people that are trying to do four in one day? How do you do it? Is it just water? Is it like an athlete?
I think snacks. And then if you're in the same cinema, like switching seats and just getting bits of fresh air. Mm. Yeah, like popping in and out and stay hydrated.
Okay, yeah. All right. Hot tips. Now, what are we reviewing this week, Lizia?
So today we're doing a French-Canadian film called The Beast, directed by Bertrand Bonello, starring Léa Seydoux, who is like, I think, one of the most beautiful and amazing women in the world. And George MacKay, and it's a sci-fi, drama, romance. It's very unique. It's a very unique film.
Okay, run us through the plot and some of the interesting things about it.
The plot is a bit tricky to explain, but I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
So it's set in 2044, so the near-ish future, and AI has taken over, and human emotions have become a threat. So AI's taken all the jobs and humans can't do the jobs because we're ruled too much by our emotions. But there is a science that has become available where you can purify your DNA essentially to rid you of some of those strongest emotions like fear and anger and I guess, but it gets rid of all of them as well. So Léa Seydoux plays a woman who undergoes this DNA purification process. And what it does is it immerses you in your past lives and to rid you of your strong feelings. So the plot is actually, it's kind of elliptical. It goes way back into like 1920s Paris, and then it goes through to like 2014 and then to 2024 and 2044. So it's quite a convoluted story, but it is anchored by Léa's character. And then of course, there's this man who appears multiple times throughout her sort of past and future lives, and they form a strong romantic connection. So then it gets into this whole kind of existential, moral, romantic drama. It's quite a confusing plot to explain.
It sounds awesome. I'm like, yes, yeah. I love this sort of sci-fi stuff. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is kind of dystopian and it's a little bit like clinical. Like the cinematography is beautiful, but it's got that clinical edge to it. But it's also got a lot of heart to it and kind of a moral quandary to it as well. And it, within this very looping structure. So it is a really unique film, and Léa is, I mean, an amazing lead actor. And then you've got George MacKay, who's a British actor, who is very charming, and the two have this really special bond. And I think if people are fans of films, like the one that comes to mind is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind,
yes,
as well as Her from a few years ago, Spike Jonze's film, but also films like Jonathan Glazer's Under the Skin, which is a really cool sci-fi from 2014. It's kind of a mix of all of those ones together. If you're into this, I think you'll like it. And if you're looking for something different, then I think it's also, if you're going blind and just see how you enjoy it. There's a lot of visual symbolism. It is a bit dreamlike, but it's definitely very compelling and quite hypnotic as well.
Sounds very French.
Very French, yeah.
Yeah.
Very French, yeah.
Okay. I'm sold. I'm definitely sold on this one. It's a Friday night at the Civic, 8:45, and then it returns, that's the 9th of August, and then the 15th of August we can catch it at the Hollywood Avondale. A nice early one.
Oh, cool.
10 a.m.
Yeah.
It's a 10 a.m. screening.
Yeah, that would be interesting seeing it at 10 a.m. But I feel like, yeah, the Civic, 8:45 next Friday. It'd be really beautiful to see it in the Civic as well. I think it's the type of film that, because of its sort of scope, both in story and just visually, it deserves, you know, a nice grand cinematic viewing.
Do you think it'll be the sort of film that returns, has another run, that you might be able to see it later in the year? Or do you think this is a one shot at the big screen?
I feel like it might return, like definitely to sort of maybe the Academy or Rialto, like the boutique cinemas. Mm. It's sort of 2.5 hours, so it is something you're in it for a little bit of a long run. But I think it's really worth seeing, and it's a really unique story. I think these stories can often be a bit, the AI Hollywood style ones can be a bit formulaic, and this has taken quite a unique and original spin on the genre.
Nice. Now, Latia, is there anything else that you want to give us a heads up that you are really looking forward to seeing in the cinema as part of the NZIFF in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, next Thursday, the opening, which is Josephine Stewart's Affairs We Were Dangerous, which I'm really excited for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also really excited to see the short film selections. There's the New Zealand's Best Shorts. There's also the Maswanonga, which is the Māori and Pacific short section, and I always get excited for the shorts because, you know, it's often a really good calling card for some fantastic young filmmakers,
yes.
And experienced ones as well, and you can, you know, see, you know, their career rise over the years. And also shorts are really, really hard to find online, and often the film festival is the only time you'll get to see them. So I highly encourage people to go out and get tickets to those ones because there's some fantastic films. One I'm really excited for is a Māori film, First Horse, which won the First Nations Prize at the Sydney Film Festival. So I'm really excited to see that one. It looks like this Māori Western shot in high contrast black and white, and I'm really excited to see that one.
Excellent. Hey, Latia, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. We'll look forward to speaking with you next Friday morning, and you'll probably have some first-hand experience of the film festival to share with us.
Yes, very excited. See you next week.
Okay, bye.
You've been listening to B-Movies, thanks to Metze Bar.